All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. And in just a moment, we are going to welcome to the show Johnny Lewis, my brother from another mother, with another edition of Fit Fridays with Blessed Body Training. As Johnny Lewis, of course, is the founder of Blessed Body Training. And we'll get him on the phone in just a moment. This is the final live edition of Current Sports of the 2018 year. And you know what happens when a new year hits, you know, and we briefly touched on this with Johnny last week. The gyms become overcrowded. Everybody starts off the race of 2019 ready to get fit, change of lifestyle, eat healthier, live healthier, get in the gym on the daily or on the weekly, you know, at least 3 days out the week, right? And then all of a sudden, you know, February hits and it's the same old, same old. So Johnny is now going to give us some tips on how to stay consistent throughout the new year and keep those goals right there and accomplished throughout all 12 months. We welcome Johnny Lewis, who joins us via phone from beautiful Arizona. Johnny, how you doing, man?
Hey, Al, I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic, brother. I know that you had a great Christmas. The Lewis house always does it up. And you know what? We haven't touched on this, man, but I meant to bring this up. You know, your family is so big into holidays, no matter what the holiday is. I mean, you guys go all out every holiday, so much so that I'll never forget this, Johnny. When I visited Arizona one time, I believe it was like June, either this year or last year, your mom had decorations up for Flag Day. I will never forget that, man. I kid you not, when I tell you the Lewis household celebrates every holiday, I mean every holiday, dude. How was your Christmas, man?
You know, my Christmas was amazing, and you are right. My mom celebrates. My mom's big on every holiday. We have, like, totes and totes of, like, holiday decorations for every single holiday, like Valentine's Day, to St. Patrick's Day, everything. So, yeah, that's true. That's definitely true.
And Flag Day. I couldn't believe Flag Day was celebrated.
Flag Day is a little bit out there, but, yeah, even Flag Day.
It's amazing. All right, Johnny, let's dive right into it, man. I know you want to tackle, you know, some fun ways outside of the gym to stay fit in 2019. And, again, really tackle those New Year's resolutions of living a healthier life. What are those five fun ways, J. Lou?
Yeah, so, Al, you asked a great question last week, and this is why I came up with this idea. You said, what is going to keep people in the gym? And I asked a few people around here, and a common response was they get bored of the gym. So five ways. The number one I have, and this is a personal one, boxing or martial arts, like any kind of boxing class or martial arts class. I remember me and you did a judo class back in college, and that was
I remember that.
You remember that, right, Al?
Of course. One of my favorite classes that I've ever taken here at Michigan State, man.
Exactly. So it's a great way to stay active without getting bored at the gym. Number two, I have hot yoga or just regular yoga or hot yoga. It's a great isometric workout, so it's like not like holding poses and not too much lifting or body weight workouts, basically.
Right. And hot yoga, Johnny, for those that don't know, because I didn't know this until a while ago, well, actually this year, but hot yoga is when they actually like just pump in steam in the room, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And you do it in a hot atmosphere, right?
It's not necessarily steam, I don't think. It's kind of like a sauna.
Right, like a sauna,
but
yeah.
It's very hot, and without even moving, you'll be sweating. So, I've only done it once, and it was a few months ago. But it was a great workout, and just relaxing for the mind, body, and soul, like they say.
Love it. All right, what's the next one?
So number three, I'm going to say dancing. I've been having a lot of people I know interested in dance classes, and dance is a full body workout, you know, and it's fun for a lot of people. So dance is definitely up there. Number four, I'm going to say CrossFit. CrossFit is kind of still in the gym, but it's a lot different than your traditional just going to the gym and working out. You know, it's more of a group or a group activity and coaching, and it's just fun. It's a lot different. I've never done it myself, but I have seen tons of videos, and I know a few people that's into CrossFit.
All right. I love it. And yeah, CrossFit, that was like a really big growing trend like 2 years ago. And I see, you know, I actually have a fraternity brother that you know, Johnny. I mean, he was huge into it. It's different, though, because I think it's really like high intensity kind of workouts that I believe that you touched on a while ago. Is that accurate to say? Right.
Exactly. That HIIT workout style.
Exactly. So, all right.
And then the last one, I'm going to say it's pretty broad. It's really general. So adult leagues. So this is for anything you like to do. You can typically find an adult league for like basketball, flag football. I know if you're in college, a lot of colleges have intramural sports. There's a guy at work. He's actually in his 60s, and he goes to play pickleball. I've never even heard of pickleball, but it's kind of like tennis. He broke it down to me. And it's like he has a group, and they're all like similar age, and they're still just crushing it every week. So there's so many things you can do, things you like to do, things that are actually fun to stay in shape. And I believe that that's the best way, other than accountability like we talked about, but that's the best way to stay with it and stick with your New Year resolution.
I love that. Make it fun. If you get bored in the gym, and that's the reason why you haven't stayed consistent when it comes to those respective goals, again, have fun with it. You know, boxing and martial arts classes, dance classes, yoga or hot yoga, CrossFit, and adult league sports. I love that list, Johnny. And, of course, you give us a tip that we can use in the kitchen as well, and you want to talk about fruit and veggie platters.
Yes. Yeah, fruit and veggie platters, man, that's the way to go, especially if you're doing any New Year's Eve hosting or celebration and, you know, you want to prepare dishes. That's one of the healthiest ways I can think of to have a great New Year's. A veggie platter, you know, typically is broccoli, cauliflower, celery and carrots. And, you know, they're not too expensive, but if you even want to make it cheaper, you can always buy the ingredients yourself and just cut the veggies up and then get your own kind of dipping sauce. I know a lot of people use ranch, but there's all kinds of healthy alternatives or based on what your diet is, you know. But also fruit platters, you know, mixed fruits, you know. So that's a great way to celebrate this New Year's Eve or New Year celebration. And the healthy way, you know.
I love it. I love it, Johnny. And I'll just kind of give you the form as we come up here on the ending of this final current sports of 2018. I want to give you a moment just to talk to our listeners out there, maybe give them a word of encouragement as they do begin those 2019 fitness goals. What would you like to say to our listeners out there, man?
Okay, man, I'm going to keep it real simple because I wasn't prepared for this, but I do have something for you. So all I'm going to say is consistency is key.
That's it. It is. That's anything, right? If you want to be successful in anything, you got to be consistent and you have to be disciplined. Johnny Lewis, Fit Fridays with Blessed Body Training founder Johnny Lewis. Johnny, thank you so much, man, and happy holidays, man.
Thank you. Happy holiday. Happy New Year to you too, Al, and stay blessed.
Always stay blessed.